Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A ton of, I think, like sports adjacent topics tonight. Some really funny topics that I think percolated. More Shedeur Sanders in the community, which is actually where I want to start. We will get to the Guardians as well. Because, listen, we understand at this point, this here at this station, I think all of us have talked ad nauseum about the quarterback depth chart and where things stand at this juncture with this how the team is approaching this four, quote-unquote, four quarterback race for the starting job. And they can call it that all they want, but we obviously all know it's Joe Flacco, it's Kenny Pickett, and those two are sort of having a quarterback competition of their own for the starting job. And Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders are going to be duking it out for the rights to be the primary backup. And basically, the Browns are going to take their time in letting those guys develop and whatnot before they jump into putting him out on the field, especially with, as we've also alluded to, the schedule that is daunting to say at the beginning based on... here's the thing that's hard about the schedule. It looks daunting on paper, but in retrospect, not... like, I've said this before. Beginning of the season is actually where you want to play some of these teams, like the Lions, like the Packers, like the Ravens, because early in the season, oftentimes teams are still sort of figuring out who they are. The Bengals are notorious for starting the season like 0-4. If you can get a win off the Bengals early in the season before Joe Burrow really starts cooking, great. If you can get a win off the Ravens and Lamar Jackson before they really start getting their offense figured out, even better. Like, that's a great time of year for those games, even though, yes, based off of results last year, it seems daunting. But I think the Browns are approaching it the way that I just laid out, where they want one of the veterans starting the year. They don't want to put any of these rookies out there too soon. And that's how it's going to be. That's what we're going to sort of see play out next week when training camp begins. Okay. But regardless of what the depth chart looks like, which right now I do think is Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, 1A, 1B, Dillon Gabriel, and then Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur Sanders might be fourth on this depth chart right now. But I tell you, he is walking the walk of what a franchise quarterback is supposed to do. And that's been the thing I think that's impressed me about Shedeur Sanders really since the combine. When other people listen to him at his podium at the combine say, you know, why do you think you're the right quarterback for certain teams, especially teams that haven't had success lately? And he says, look at my resume. Look what I did at Jackson State. Look what I did at Colorado. I turned programs around. I turned places around. Some people heard that and said, this guy's too cocky for me. This guy's too brash for me. This guy's too arrogant for me. I heard a quarterback who's confident in his ability to step into a situation like Cleveland that hasn't been able to find a franchise quarterback in years, decades, and have confidence that he's the guy to turn it around and fix it and play at the highest level in the NFL. That's what I hear when I heard Shedeur Sanders say that. And so when I see him skipping out on taking a vacation, this is the time of, like, tomorrow rookies are supposed to report. So today was like the last day of fun and games, I guess, in that regard for all these rookies. Although I don't know that we're going to see Quinshon Judkins in the building starting tomorrow, given his legal situation, but I digress. while other players took the last month or so, a little over a month, to take vacations, travel with family, kick their feet up, get some R&R in before the grind of training camp and preseason and the regular season and maybe the playoffs begins, Shedeur Sanders was seen just about everywhere in Northeast Ohio, at every high school in Northeast Ohio, working out in the field in full Browns garb, trying to get his work in, trying to get his shots up, if you will. Then he's also making appearances at community events, like yesterday at the event for the fire, where he was that obviously burned down the building, the apartment complex, and it was a community event where people were sort of rallying around, trying to invoke some joy after a tragedy. And he makes an appearance, he shows up, he's signing autographs, he's playing football with kids. He's doing all the things that a franchise quarterback is supposed to do, and he's doing them at a time of year where nobody expects him to do it right now. Nobody expects him to be out on high school fields working out in Northeast Ohio. No one expects him to even be in Northeast Ohio right now. But he is. He's integrated himself into the community in a way that you would want a franchise quarterback to do. And whether or not he's the fourth quarterback on the depth chart or not, this guy is acting like he's going to be the guy for the Cleveland Browns. Like he is going to be the franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. That's the way that he is going about his business. And I respect the hell out of it. I do. I think that Shedeur just has that aura about him, has that mindset about him, and it's why I've thought from the beginning that he was the right quarterback for this team, why I was intrigued by the idea early on of taking him number two overall, but as more and more information came out, I understood where it was like, okay, if he's there in the second round, fine, take him then. Somehow the Browns got him in the fifth round. And so we don't know how this quarterback competition is going to go. I don't even know, and I don't even necessarily believe that it's going to be like he gets a real, true opportunity to earn it in training camp. I think that the Browns are, as I said, approaching it where they're going to treat the rookies with kid gloves and keep them away from the field as long as possible before they thrust them into action. I think they want one of the veterans to start the season. So I don't know that it's going to be like a true competition the way that they've said it is or the way that they've painted it, but I do think he's going to make it interesting. But whether or not he wins the starting job, I think it is immensely admirable that he is trying to talk the talk and walk the walk of what a franchise quarterback would be expected to do in this town. And that's the big thing. Like in a town like Cleveland, it's not just come in and be a franchise quarterback, because the Browns tried that with Deshaun Watson and it's gone horribly, partially because he didn't play well. But like he was hard from the beginning to rally around as a member of this community, even though he tried in his own ways to do stuff in the community as well. Shedeur is doing it in a genuine way. And aside from the two speeding tickets, there's really nothing, and I guess people don't like that he comes from the Deion Sanders family tree, which is just a stupid reason not to like somebody because you think Deion Sanders is too brash and arrogant or whatever. That's just Deion Sanders. And Deion Sanders, by the way, when he had that persona coming into the NFL, people loved him for it. They thought he was awesome. And he was one of the best players to ever play this game. Like, I'm not going to use that against anybody, and I'm certainly not going to use it against Shedeur Sanders when everything he's done since he's gotten here, again, aside from the two speeding tickets, boo-hoo, has been the right thing. He is acting like a franchise quarterback. And in a lot of ways, that is step number one. He has said all the right things. He is out there practicing his butt off to try to get better. He wants to be great. He wants to try to win the job, fifth round pick or otherwise. He believes he has a chance to do it, and he's putting in the work. Now, I know what people are going to say, and I will get to that here coming up. Well, why does he always have to have the camera on when he does these things? Guys, I think you have to realize that in the year of our Lord, 2025, that is just the world we live in. And for somebody as polarizing and with the celebrity of Shedeur Sanders, does it matter that he has a camera on when he's doing all these things? Like, we are more in a society today about like your personal brand matters more today than it's ever mattered before. And it's easier than ever to show that personal brand to other people through platforms like YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it might be. We all have our preference, I guess, on what our choice of social media platform is. But that all matters today. And especially for somebody who, with a celebrity of Shador, especially with somebody who's a football player like this. And here's the thing, man. Like, we have oftentimes become obsessed with the aura of other players that were celebrities and how they, and like their actions that were documented at every turn. Like, Johnny Manziel was a mega star in this town, which, by the way, Johnny Manziel will make another appearance in this show later on. We'll see where he comes back. But, the celebrity of Johnny Manziel was like celebrated that he was this big time partier coming in, and it was like, yeah, let him live his life, let him have fun, whatever. And then it blew up in the Browns' face. You have a guy here right now who is doing everything the right way, saying all the right things, putting in the work, trying to win the starting job as fair as possible, and through his own merit. And he is doing the things that you would want a franchise quarterback to do, going out in the community, going to charitable events, giving back to the community, and showing his face around town, and frankly, just being around town. How many people like come to Cleveland and then just leave the first chance they get? He's here. He's around. He's making his presence felt. He's meeting people. And people are going to bash him because he's putting it on video or he's capturing it on camera with his team of people who record him and follow him around and do all that. Like, that's bogus. That's stupid. That doesn't mean that he's not focused on the job at hand. If anything, he's more focused than a lot of these quarterbacks that have come in and done the same exact thing. Deshaun Watson did the same exact thing because he was trying to change his image. The difference is with Shador, it feels genuine. This feels like somebody who this is just what he wants to do. He wants to be around. He wants to be in the community. He doesn't strike me as doing this just for the clicks and the likes and whatever. The guy is so polarizing, he can walk outside and eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and people would want to talk about it. He doesn't need to go and meet people in the community and go to community events in Cleveland to like improve his celebrity. He's already a massive star. Like, what do you mean? I can't let that be something that holds me back from believing that Shador, so for some reason, isn't cut out for this job or isn't right for this job because, well, he has a camera on him at all times. And frankly, I view it the other way, where I see a guy who is doing everything in his power to win the starting job, who's doing everything the right way. We talk about model franchise quarterbacks. Maybe we on the field, yeah, we got to see him with the ones. We got to see how the Browns treat him in training camp, all those things. We got to see if he really earns it. But he is walking the walk off the field in every way, and really on the field as well. And he is setting himself up to be as successful as possible and have a chance to actually win this starting job come September 7th. 216-474-0092. Does it bother you that Shador is documenting everything on camera, or do you see it like me? Do you see a guy who is epitomizing what it means to be a franchise quarterback, especially here in Cleveland? We'll get your thoughts on it coming up next here on 92 to the Fan. Jax, you live even closer to that KFC than I do. Because I'm in Twinsburg. I'm about 7 to 8 minutes from there, based on where we live. But you probably live like 2 minutes from there.
Yeah, I live literally like right there. And I was thinking about it, but then I saw a video of the line outside of the KFC.
Yeah, I saw it.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not
going. They weren't taking walk-ins? You couldn't walk in and like sit down in the dining room?
I don't think so.
by the way, in the name of doing things the right way, he handled even that situation perfectly. Like, if you're worried at all, one of the things people point to when it comes to Shador's tape and what he did in college, they're like, man, he had a tough time in the pocket. There was a lot of times where like his offensive line really didn't help him out and he was getting pummeled back there. And so there were some issues there in terms of his presence in the pocket. Guys, if you think this guy can't handle the pressure, just look at how he handled that.
At At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That situation. Young fan rolls up, says, hey, man, basically, who gives a bleep about Joe Flacco? And he quickly pulls out the, come on, man, that's my guy. I love Joe Flacco. And we know from previous conversations that Shador Sanders legitimately does enjoy Joe Flacco. He said in that rookie symposium thing that they do for like Madden or whatever, where all the rookies go out and like get their pictures taken and do all those things, that being in the presence of Joe Flacco was like an honor, and he was like shocked that he was teammates with this guy. So it like we know he genuinely likes Joe Flacco. That's somebody that he's apparently going head to head with coming up here this next month for the starting quarterback job. And he's already like, hey, he shook it off. He shook it off like Myles Garrett trying to tackle him at practice. He was like, nope, not going to happen. And delivered the ball downfield beautifully. Didn't even hesitate. Like, this guy has been able to handle everything thrown his way. People made a mountain out of a molehill with the speeding tickets, which were not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. We've all, maybe I shouldn't speak for everybody, but I think a lot of us have gotten speeding tickets before. And especially when it's followed by the news we get from Quinshon Judkins, pretty trivial in the grand scheme of things when we're talking about criminal offenses or things that are disappointing to us in terms of somebody's character. The speeding tickets certainly do not need to define Shador Sanders in any way, shape, or form, and I'm sure they won't. And the reason I'm sure they won't is because he has handled everything beautifully to this point. From the moment he got here, I remember on his conference call that he had with us in the media on draft night, the day he was drafted, and he was asked about like proving people wrong, and his answer was basically like, I don't think I have to prove anybody wrong, or I'm not worried about the pre-draft process anymore and how all that went. Like, I'm just focused on trying to be the best Shador Sanders, the best quarterback, the best player I can be. Perfect answer. And I believe him. And then he shows up and he's asked about like the QB competition and how he's handling it and other guys getting drafted. And he just talks about like learning from other guys and the experience and how he finds these guys as great teammates. He has taken everything in stride. He has said all the right things. He has done all the right things. He is acting like a franchise quarterback at a younger age than most guys who are already crowned franchise quarterbacks. We haven't seen yet what it looks like when he gets thrown out there with the ones, when he gets thrown out there and there's live bullets from another team. And that's the big part of it that still has to play out, of course. We have to wait until we see those things on the field. I believe that he's the most talented quarterback on this roster, despite Albert Breer trying to convince us that Deshaun Watson is still that guy, which we'll get to later in the show. I believe it's Shador who's the most talented quarterback on this roster. And I think he should have a shot at winning the job. I think he's going to make it a difficult decision, because I do think, even if he's with the twos, the threes, and the fours for most of camp, what he did in the spring in minicamp, where he was basically just each and every single day making the most of the reps that he got, had the most head-turning throws, was the model of consistency out there on the field. I think even doing just that is going to make people sit there and say, maybe this guy should have a shot at taking down one of the veterans to start week one, even if the Browns don't give it to him. So, yes, the on-the-field part of it is the part that's missing at this juncture. I think we've seen from Collins that he can handle it and that he's going to be pretty good, especially in Kevin Stefanski's offense. But we do have to see it tangibly in front of us before we make any of those grand sweeping decisions. Now, off the field, though, he is absolutely acting like a franchise quarterback. And I just don't know how people aren't like rallying around that. How some people's reaction to that is, well, he just feels like he needs to have a camera at every little thing that he does. And he's like becoming too much of a sideshow in his own. Guys, he's a quarterback in the NFL. Whether he was Shador Sanders, the star that is the son of Deion Sanders and everything that came with playing for on his team at Colorado and Jackson State, or he was just a quarterback coming here in general, quarterbacks are always going to have some modicum of fame and popularity around the team or the city that they play in. I mean, Joe Flacco came here, and within two wins under his belt, he shows up at local Dunkin' Donuts, and people are like, take a picture with me. We love you. Sign my jersey, my Joe Flacco jersey. Like, Joe Flacco became a phenomenon in five games. This is a guy who, by the way, spent time at your arch rival team beating you for a decade. And now he's here. And how quickly people just embrace Joe Flacco. It's like embracing Shador Sanders should be easy because he's doing everything the right way. And if you become like part of being a franchise quarterback is being able to handle all the other stuff that comes with it and being able to have the confidence that you are the guy. And Shador has checked all those boxes already to this point in just what, a couple months of being here. He is integrating himself in the community. He is showing up at events. He is doing, he's at the drive through at a Macedonia KFC trying to, you know, meet people, and he's going to local high schools and meeting with high school teams, and he's working out here, and he didn't leave and go on vacation. Like, he didn't take some lavish trip. He stuck around and was hanging out and was trying to get better and trying to play football, and he's focused on the task at hand. It feels like sometimes we just can't have it both ways when it comes to certain players or our athletes in general. Because when the guy does everything the right way, like Shador Sanders has done, then it becomes like, well, why does he have the camera in front of him at all times? But then when Myles Garrett isn't showing up to OTAs, it's like, well, he's not taking the game seriously. Like, we criticize them when they take their own time and their personal time, and they're not always, you know, only talking and breathing and living and breathing football every single day. And that's the other part of it too, is like Shador has kind of shown throughout these last couple weeks when the team's been away that he is just living and breathing football every single day. He's putting the work in. He's not just resting on his laurels. He's not just going to show up tomorrow for the start of training camp next week and just like put the pads on and go. Like, he's trying to get better. He's trying to improve. This is a guy who is doing all the things that you ask your players to do, no matter, like you want your players to be hyper-focused on football. Shador's done that. You want your players to integrate themselves in the community. Shador's doing that. You want your players to be confident and believe that even as a fifth-round pick, with maybe the odds stacked against him now and all these other quarterbacks to leap, that they can overcome those things. And it's not cockiness, it's just confidence. He has that as well. He is checking all those boxes. And the only one left at this point is for him to go out in training camp, wow everybody, and somehow steal this starting job. Again, I think the odds are against him because I think the Browns want to start a veteran week one. But he has done everything right to this point to set himself up for success. And he is living up to the billing of being that franchise guy that the Browns have been looking for decades now. Let's go to Jason in the car. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how you doing, Spencer?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, look, man, usually you're the most level-headed guy on this station. I really like listening to you and what you have to say, but I got to say, you're being really naive about this Shador thing. He's doing everything right so far. When he hasn't had a camera on him, what did he do? He got busted twice for going 100 miles an hour. I mean, he's not doing everything right. He's got a PR team. You think he doesn't have a PR team? You think that the person who asked that question wasn't a setup? Of course it was. That was somebody that he knew, almost certainly, or he had paid to say that so he could have that response.
That's you think that the guy thing. Who showed up in the drive-thru to ask him about Joe Flacco was paid to do it?
He might have been, sure. He has a PR team, dude, because he's gotten in trouble twice already. He has a PR team. And everybody in the NFL said no to him four times, including the Browns, some of them five times.
Jason, have you ever gotten a speeding ticket?
No.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I haven't.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe? Why, everybody in the world has gotten a speeding ticket?
Do you know people who have gotten speeding tickets? Has anybody in your family gotten a speeding ticket?
Hold on. Listen, that has nothing to do with it.
No. I just want to know, are those people who have gotten...
Are those people... This is two times in a month.
Are those people who have gotten speeding tickets, do you consider them bad people just because they've gotten speeding tickets?
I'm not saying he's a bad person, is that the thing? Listen, hold on, Spence. Wait. I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm saying he's here to potentially play football. He has not done that yet. In Cleveland sports, you guys always just talk about what's going to happen. Oh, they're going to go to a Super Bowl. They're going to go to the championship, or the NBA, the finals, or whatever, and they lose in the second round. You guys get so hyperbole about everything when you don't wait to see. If he becomes a quarterback for the Browns and does well, then you can reach into your bag and say, oh, yeah, you remember in the summer how he did this and he did that and he did the right things? That's when you say that stuff. Now you're just going and you're just doing exactly what they want you to do, the PR team. I'm telling you, man, it's ridiculous.
Jason,
when he doesn't have a camera
we are
on
obviously paid to have opinions on things, yes.
Yeah,
but
of
to,
course you
but
are.
To take
of
it to the extreme.
It,
but to take it, Jason,
it
Jason, Jason,
way.
But to take it to the extreme, first of all, nothing I said in that entire conversation was, man,
bro,
make
I was
sure.
For you.
Make sure. Okay, that's cool. I'm embarrassed for you talking. Too, which is why I'm hanging up on you because this is ridiculous. Like, you're like, look, again, nothing I said in that entire conversation about Shador that I just had anything to do with, I never said crown him, he's the franchise quarterback. I said he is doing the things that a franchise quarterback is supposed to do, specifically off the field. I mentioned the speeding tickets multiple times, by the way. And I said, those are small blips in the road. That happens to people. Does that mean that he's not still a good person who's trying to do the right things and integrate himself into the community? Absolutely not. It doesn't. Like, to write him off based off of two speeding tickets because they happened over the course of like a week's time is utterly preposterous. My wife got pulled over twice in the same day. And guess what? She got out of the speeding tickets, probably because she's a woman and she batted her eyes and said, I'm sorry, officer, and whatever. And that's fine. But you know what? Those things happen. And was Shador going too fast? Sure, whatever. But I'm not writing him off for two speeding tickets when everything else that he has done looks like a guy who walks. If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. He's walking the walk. He is acting like a franchise quarterback. Yes, he's got to go out and prove it on the field, which is the other point I've made during this entire conversation. We haven't seen that part yet. Jason, But right now, I'm encouraged by what I've seen from him off the field as somebody who is hoping to represent this team as their franchise quarterback at some point. 216-474-92. We'll get to some more of your calls coming up here. It's Spencer German in for Jake Volnick here on the who want to get in on the Shador Sanders thing. So Station Buzz is going to be much later in the Where did Sean go? Sean was lined up. He was ready to duke it out the same way Jason was with me. And now he got scared and ran away. I don't know what happened. Maybe he didn't want me to call him out. But now we got another person dropping off. What the hell is going on? I was about to take your calls. Come on here. 216-474-92 if you want to get in on this. I was just spent the first two segments talking about why I think Shador Sanders is showing us in real time that he is ready to be a franchise quarterback, at least from an off-the-field standpoint. And I want to be clear. For some reason, I've noticed this. For some reason, whenever I talk Shador Sanders, whether it's here, whether it's on the Locked On Browns podcast that I host, whether it's on other platforms that I work for, wherever it is that I talk Shador Sanders, I think people have a hard time hearing or understanding what I am trying to say. So I'm going to try to say this very, very slowly. I'm going to articulate it clearly. I did not say that, put it in stone, Shador Sanders is the franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. I could do that. I think Keith Britton, my boss, would love if I did that. It would make for a great clip for our YouTube channel or for social media, which, by the way, is it wrong that I have a camera in my face while I'm at work all day? Because if it is, I guess I don't want to be right. I don't know. I want to be clear when I say this, though. I never said at any point, yes, this because of all these things that I'm bringing up, he is without question the franchise quarterback this team needs. All I'm saying is, hold on. I said I was going to be very, very clear about this. Yes, he has to still show us on the field. That is number one most important thing he has to do is show us on the field that he can play at the NFL level, at a high level, and actually be the franchise quarterback on the field. That's the number one thing that we need to see to know if it's true. But I'm saying he checks all the other boxes for what we look for in franchise quarterbacks. He cares about football. He is living and breathing it. While other players are on vacation, he's here in Northeast Ohio working out. He's integrating himself in the community. He's showing up at events. Yeah, there's a camera in his face. Like I just said, in 2025, there is a bajillion people in this world who have cameras in their face doing everything. It's just the life that we live in. It's the world that we live in. It is what a younger generation has been taught is like your personal brand is the most important thing. I recognize that working in this business. So yeah, if there's a camera on people more, big whoop, big deal. He's a celebrity. Okay. Doesn't mean that it's not genuine that he's doing these things. And so I just have a hard time, and I think it's hypocritical for us to sit there and say, well, this guy doesn't love football enough. And that guy, you know, he doesn't get Cleveland because he doesn't show up and do the things, and he hasn't really done enough to show up in the community and support the community in meaningful ways. And Shador's doing those things, and we're just going to ignore it and axe it and write it off because, well, there's a camera in his face and he got two speeding tickets. That's the reason? That's the reason. No, it's BS. It's total BS. This guy has done, aside from the speeding tickets, which I admit are a miscue. It's not something that you want, no. But is it the end of the world? No, because we either have ourselves or know people who have gotten speeding tickets. Doesn't mean that your life is over and your career is, you throw your career out the window, you can never get hired in this town again, and that you're a terrible person because of it. Like I said, my wife got pulled over twice in a day and avoided the speeding tickets because the cops were being nice to her, but she could have gotten two in a day. Does that mean my wife's a bad person? Maybe some of you out there think so. I certainly don't. Let's go to the phones. Rob in Cleveland. What's up, Rob?
How you doing, Spencer?
Good, man. Fired up, but good. How are you?
Hey, so you can press the reset button on the Nintendo and pretend this is the first call again after what happened 7 minutes ago.
Should I pull the game out, blow on it, and then put it back in?
You got it, man. From my generation. Hey, listen, I normally like say a long piece and then hang up and listen, but I'd love to have some dialogue with you. This is what I see with Shador. Like, you know, this guy has the most golden opportunity ever because he's playing for a team that has the most quarterback ineptitude over 37 years in NFL history. Aside from a couple good years from Baker Mayfield, it's been a rough go. And the quarterback room is wide open for him. And what I see with him is a guy who was projected by 1,000 of us out of 1,000 mock drafts to go in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
And he fell in the fifth round. And I don't think that's because his dad's a celebrity and he's a celebrity. I don't think it's because he answered his cell phone during an interview with the New York Giants. I personally think, you know, he played with the Heisman Trophy winner at wide receiver. And I think it's going to come out that 85% of his passes were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. So I'm not worried about his celebrity and him off the field and speeding tickets. We worry about that enough with the Browns' second-round pick right now and that disaster. But what I see with Shador is just, I wonder how he's going to do on the field, because he played in an offense where such a large portion of his passes were short and sweet. And now I want to see how he does throwing that 20-yard out to David Njoku and Harold Fannin. Mm. And I want to see him throw the fly pattern to Jerry Jeudy when he's not 8 yards wide open, 30 yards down the field, like Travis Hunter was. And he's got that chance to do it. He's going to get a chance to play in the preseason. He's going to get a chance to probably start this season. But, like, honestly, how do you think he's really going to do when he gets out there? That's what I'm most curious to know about. Yeah. Not the sideshow, but how is he going to be on the field, man?
Yeah. All right. No, that's a very well thought out call, Rob. I appreciate it. We can definitely reset and pretend that's the first caller tonight. Thank you very much, my man. Thank you. And listen, I think that's fair analysis. Like, some of the things that you felt like were shortcomings in his game, some of the things that he still has to show you. I believe in Kevin Stefanski's offense. He's a perfect fit. I do. I think he can thrive in that play action system. I think he works. And I'm not saying he's going to be Tom Brady, but I think that he can be at the very least an above average quarterback. I personally think he can be better than that. And could turn into a guy that ends up being a long withstanding quarterback on any team, but hopefully for the Browns. But I understand where, like, yeah, there's certain things that he has to still show. He doesn't have the strong Cam Ward arm where he can just bomb it down the field. I think we saw in camp, again, against the twos and threes and fours, there's context there that he can still air it out when he needs to. Okay, what's he going to look like against the ones? Which is why I said, to Rob's point, like, we still need to see the on the field piece is the part that we're still waiting to see, and we're all anticipating, looking forward to watching here in the coming weeks and months. We're not there yet, but everything else, I think, if you're talking about checking boxes as a franchise quarterback, I think Shador has it. I really do. Randy in North Royalton, you're up next. What's up, Randy?
How you doing, guys? You guys good?
Yeah. What's up, man?
I just want to say I love your show. I listen to you guys every day.
Thanks.
I have two things to say. You guys are the professionals. People come in and talk to you about what they think all the time. But I mean, at the end of the day, they should listen to you guys because you guys know what's going on. Also, I want to say, Jason, the caller before, I mean, if any police officer are listening, if he's 1 mile over the speed limit, give that guy a speeding ticket.
Oh man. Yeah. Listen, it was a little absurd, Randy. I appreciate the call, to insinuate that, like, okay. And listen, I, the reason I brought up the speeding ticket thing during my conversation was because I knew that was going to be the first hole that people tried to punch in the Shador Sanders thing. The point I'm trying to make here, like, I understand those were not smart, great decisions. No, it's a young person doing a silly thing. But I still feel like the other things he's done and shown while he's been here outweigh two speeding tickets that he's already taken care of. Meanwhile, Quinshon Judkins is still in Florida trying to work out his own legal situation, which is far worse than any speeding ticket. It's just utterly ridiculous to use that as the reason why you don't think Shador Sanders has a chance to make it at the NFL level. It's just ridiculous. Let's go to Terry and Euclid. What's up, Terry?
What is wrong with these idiots? I don't understand it. why we gotta, you know, the thing is, the guy that has done everything asked of him to this point. So why are we still knocking him down when he hasn't given you anything to knock him down for? He threw 74% of his passes. He threw 10 interceptions. 10! He had a porous offensive line. He had a porous running game. Then they say, well, he did this when he was at the black college. Okay, that's when he did that. He came to Colorado and did it 2 years. His career percentage is over 70%. What do they want? I'm just saying. I'm not saying that he's, like you said, he's not. I'm not saying he's Tom Brady. And this guy's talking about he threw all short passes. I don't know the games he saw. The games I saw, he was throwing the ball down the field.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're talking about. You know, I just don't understand why everybody wants to knock this guy down. He hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't hit any women. He hasn't did anything outrageous. What is the problem? I mean, Baker Mayfield, I remember, he threw 77% of his passes. And we drafted him number one overall.
Yeah,
and this is the thing. The Browns, you're talking about somebody that should take advantage of it. The Browns actually have a number one or even number two pick for a number five, for a fifth round. And they're not paying them. That's the thing that they should be taking advantage of.
You're right about that, Terry. I appreciate the call. There is a real good opportunity for them to – you know, do the whole while your quarterback's on a rookie contract thing, not have to, you know, build a roster around a guy potentially if he pans out, like all those things. He brought up Baker Mayfield, by the way. Baker came to the league. There was the brashness on the sidelines. There was the planting the flag. People thought he was immature. And then that immaturity came back to bite him because they ended up moving on from him for Deshaun Watson. I don't see that same immaturity that Baker had from Shedeur Sanders. You might say it's immature to get speeding tickets. Fine. Young people do those things. It happens. I've gotten speeding tickets. But his actions, they speak louder than words. And he certainly is more mature at this stage of his career than Baker ever was. Just saying. 216-474-992. We'll try to get back to some of your calls, but we need to pause for a moment because John Sable, Fox 8, is going to join us. I'll pick his brain about Shador's community outreach and the things that he's done so far since he's been here. We'll talk about it with him in about 5 minutes here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.